And we're back here on Unusual Sources 93.3 CFMU FM. And coming up now, I'm speaking with Igor from the Cuba Solidarity Association of Hamilton. Some listeners might remember Igor. He has spoken in the past about the great work that his organization and people in Hamilton are doing to help Cuba during this time of unrelenting blockade. So, Igor, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I knew I had to follow up because, number one, there's been so much going on in Cuba itself, a lot of it bad, but of course, a lot of it also inspiring. And there's been a lot of activity with solidarity. And then I know you're doing some things as well. Maybe we should briefly start with that. You have a fundraiser and advocacy program coming up. I think it's this Saturday. There's been some posters around on Instagram. Can you tell me what's happening? You know, when is it? What is it that you're trying to get people to go to?
So we're having a fundraiser slash launch of a advocacy campaign here in Hamilton. It's at the Solidarity Place Worker Education Center, and the address is 51 Adair Avenue South. It's on April 11th at 4 p.m. So yeah, we're trying to raise funds for material aid, as well as having a discussion with how we can nudge our government to do more for the Cuban people.
I mean, there's a lot we have to be asking from our government on international affairs right now, from Iran to Cuba and other issues. I mean, we really have to take a different tack, a different policy than the United States. And I think a lot of people are looking at Carney and the government, and people are much ahead of the government on issues like Cuba and Palestine. So, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about, because being an advocate, a solidarity activist for Cuba, you are following what's going on inside the country. Anyone who's been on social media in the last few weeks knows that there's been these campaigns, you know, these trips to go into Cuba and try to provide some kind of relief. There's been activists from the United States and Canada and other countries. They got together and, you know, they helped bring some of the aid, the kind of things your organization has been doing. So there's been outside aid coming into the country, along with people bringing cameras and phones and trying to explain to people on the outside what's going on. I wonder, how much have you been following that? Have these trips involved Canadians or anyone you know? And do you know of any kind of objectives these activities have had and what they're trying to say in terms of their publicity?
So yeah, there was a large event a few weeks back, launching from the United States, which was a like a flotilla, I guess they called it, to bring material aid and also bring attention to what's going on in Cuba. I believe some Canadians did take part in it, but it was mostly coordinated in the United States. So there were some sailboats and other small craft that crossed over from Florida to Cuba and delivered supplies. You know, they had you know, documented their trips and kind of explained to mainly the American people's more aimed towards you know, the American audience, to try to make people understand the implications of what's going on in that country. So here in Canada, there's been a steady stream. There are multiple solidarity groups that send supplies on the regular. There's the Association of Cuban Residents in Canada, which we work with because they have a lot more experience and they just have a lot more resources to send stuff. So they send things by the container. So they basically rent out entire shipping containers and send it. I believe they are already on their 20th container to send stuff. Very recent, a couple of days ago, there was a container actually from Hockley Valley, Ontario, that was loaded with medical supplies and food and sent out. So there is a steady mobilization in order to do more. It's good to see, but it's always going to be a struggle to keep up with current events, especially with you know, the absolutely atrocious blockade that the United States maintains on Cuba right now.
Yeah, on the one hand, it is terrible, and not nearly enough is being done. On the other hand, I mean, it's good to see there's been consistent activity and movement on this from people inside Canada and the U.S. You know, even at a time when there's so many issues going on, from Iran to Palestine to Cuba, and you still have you still have a consistent campaign. And I kind of wanted to ask you about that as well. I mean, in terms of the activities in Hamilton, you had been putting aid together, you've been putting packages, physical items to be shipped. Were you able to see any movement on that in terms of any of the materials you've put together, finding ways to transport that into Cuba?
Yeah, that's been a struggle, especially in recent events, just with the fuel blockade and the suspension of flights to Canada. It's made it significantly more difficult to send stuff. Air freight is not working the way it used to. Very recently secured a way to send the highest priority items that we've managed to attain, which was actual medications, things like antibiotics and so on. And that is through the Che Guevara Volunteer Brigade, which is a volunteer group that sends about probably 15 to 20, sometimes more volunteers every 6 months to Cuba to visit, and they've agreed to take some of the medications that that we've managed to put together, and they were distributed to hospitals in Matanzas, I believe, around the end of April. So yeah, in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Well, for those who are just tuning in, I'm speaking with Igor from the Cuba Solidarity Association of Hamilton. And yeah, I think that's a creative use of resources, using a solidarity organization, people who travel there and such to, at least get those high priority items like medicine in there. And as you say, there's the fuel blockade and problems with airlines that are making it so much harder to do something that should be a basic civilized act, human to human, right? People wanting to help each other. And there's a blockade and these fuel issues in the way. And it's only going to get worse in many respects. It's frustrating, isn't it? Because there's people that want to help Cuba here in Hamilton and in Canada and in the US and in South America. And there's all this food and medicine and supplies and educational facilities that could get there, but there's this illegal blockade in the way, right?
Yeah, it's been a struggle, especially the last month and a half, when basically all direct flights to from Canada have been suspended. A lot of the air freight that you could usually use is like the regular airlines will have some reserved cargo capacity from passenger liners. With that suspended, we're left with containers, and those are very expensive, and they are further strung out apart. So we are currently, this is why we're doing the fundraiser right now. There will be another container being sent to Cuba on April the 25th. So whatever money we raise at this event, and whatever money we manage to come up with until then, it's all going to get packed up, and it's going to be sent off on the 25th. So there will be a fairly fast turnaround with what we can come up with this time.
And the fundraiser itself, that's going to be this Saturday.
Correct. At 4 p.m. At Solidarity Place Worker Education Center.
Right. Now, it's very frustrating, as we all know, trying to, I mean, Cuba has this huge energy problem because the United States is directly preventing oil and other energy resources from going into the country. I know that I think a Russian ship got through there with oil for Cuba, kind of running a blockade there. So they did end up, I think, with some energy supplies. But it's my understanding that their grid had basically gone down prior to that. They had lost a lot of the grid, and maybe they're in the process of restarting it now. Do you know what the situation is on that and trying to maintain their energy grid?
Yeah, we've been looking at the situation and wondering how exactly this the ship got through. Whether it's just Americans being distracted with Iran, or whether some sort of agreement was brokered. There was nothing official announced, but we followed the ship on the maritime, like the online tracking, and watched it slowly work its way across, and we were expecting any minute for it to either turn around or be boarded by the Americans. But it did get through, and the Russians have announced that they will be sending another one shortly. So hopefully that builds up some level of supply, which will alleviate the worst of it, because at one point it was very dire. We had news that hospitals were running on backup generators, that they were canceling all but the most critical surgeries. The blackouts were almost constant. The power grid in itself was failing. So hopefully, if the second shipment also makes it through, it will give Cuba a little bit of breathing space. There's a large mobilization to move away from fossil fuels as much as possible. Anybody that's been to Cuba can tell you that one thing that they do have a lot of is sun. So there's a lot of solar panels being purchased. Trying to move Cuba completely off of the fossil fuel grid. They had an interesting kind of rally and kind of event a few days ago where it was essentially a bike ride through Havana where everybody was on bikes or on electric scooters, and they had like a parade to go through the city to kind of show unity. So they are adapting, they are doing what they can, but with the tourist industry being hit very badly, they have very little resources to work with, so they're very dependent on outside assistance right now.
Yeah, with the United States causing so many problems for global energy supplies, especially, petroleum-based energy supplies, Cuba's been at the forefront of going to renewable energy because it has to, because it's being strangled in that manner. I know Cuba, I mean, China makes a lot of renewable types of energy from solar, and they make a lot of electric vehicles of all types. Were you able to arrange yourself or similar groups able to get any kind of power generation in terms of solar or anything like that into Cuba, or is that something that they just try to get like from a ship from China or something?
It's varied. Recently, news came out that the Party for Socialism and Liberation in the United States held a very large fundraiser. I don't remember the exact number, but I think they raised something like $400,000, and it was going to go strictly to solar panels to be deployed in Cuba. China's made donations. I mean, if you go to Cuba, you'll notice that there's more and more electric vehicles, and they're usually Chinese, even trikes and smaller, almost everything from the ground up, from little e-bikes down to pickup trucks and delivery vehicles and buses. They're slowly trying to electrify everything.
Yeah, some of those smaller e-vehicles would be highly suitable for Cuba, especially in conjunction with solar power. So this is the kind of thing you're tracking. I mean, you have a detailed knowledge of the situation, and you have been already, organizing materials into the country. So this fundraiser, you mentioned it's to address certain very specific problems that's being faced right now in terms of getting things into the country. And there's a launch of an advocacy campaign. So I'm wondering if you can tell us more about Saturday's event at Solidarity Place, and what kind of advocacy are you going to be trying to get people to be involved in?
We're going to be trying to coordinate more pressure on our members of parliament, targeting specific ones both in the Hamilton area and also those involved with foreign policy in Canada. Hopefully, kind of create enough grassroots, kind of groundswell push to get Canada to commit more resources that they can donate to Cuba. I mean, what they've donated so far, or they've pledged is, I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Like, compared to what they sent to Ukraine, would be a rounding error. It's like absolutely, it'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. And they can do so much better. They can, we can afford to send them help, considering how many Canadians visit Cuba every year, and how many, how strong relationship, we have with that country, for us to just kind of sit on the sidelines and not do anything just so we don't irk Donald Trump is pathetic, when we can do so much better.
Yes, I mean, that could apply to so many things. The things that Canada stays silent on and doesn't help on because they don't want to upset our president, Donald Trump. And certainly that's the sense I get from Carney in the last few months. But you, at least, this organization, the Cuba Solidarity Association of Hamilton, you're setting an example for people to follow, not just, starting with the grassroots, but perhaps labor unions, some left-wing MPs. people that could get involved and get a bigger ball rolling. So really appreciate the activity. And before we go, could you just remind us exactly the Solidarity Place that's below the mountain, it's downtown. How do you get there exactly?
So it's out in the East End. Yes, it's in the lower city. It is near Queenston and the Red Hill. The address is 51 Adair Avenue South. Doors open at 4 p.m. And yeah, you can bring in a cash donation if you're looking to bring in like anything specific. We're looking for non-perishable food items that are not expired. The Cubans are very particular about that. They do not want anything coming in that's past its expiry date. Medical supplies, everything helps. Everything there will come in handy. We're gonna be screening a short documentary about the impacts of the blockade on the Cuban healthcare system and how much of a hit it's taken. We're gonna hopefully have a visit from the Consul General of Cuba and other organizations that are already involved in helping Cuba. So we're gonna be discussing different ideas of things that we can do, and we're also going to talk about targeting specific members of parliament and pushing for the Canadian government to play a bigger role in this.
I think that's a sensible strategy, and I'm glad you're doing this. So I encourage people to come out Saturday. Are you on Instagram? Where can people see these posters on social media?
We do have, if they need more information, they can email us. Our email address is cubasolidarityhamilton@gmail.com. We can also find us on Facebook under the same name, Cuba Solidarity Association of Hamilton. If they are outside of Hamilton, I recommend looking up the Canadian Network on Cuba. And if you're in Toronto, then the Cuban Canadian Friendship Association. You can get involved there as well. So there's plenty of ways to get involved.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sure if people go and attend that on Saturday, they can get right in with your networks and get signed up to emails and so on, and have a much better sense of how to participate. So, Igor, I thank you very much for being on the program today, and I hope that some familiar faces and also new people come out on Saturday.
Absolutely. I hope to see everybody there.